For wisdom is better than rubies. Dr. Bob Jones Sr., founder of Bob Jones University, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Today's message by Dr. Jones is based on the Old Testament book of Proverbs.
My friends, I spoke to you in the last message, I think, was based on these words in Proverbs. I wish to read these verses again and call your attention to two or three other things. Because I have called and ye refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Now this is wisdom talking. Now remember, wisdom comes from God. The wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. Man's opinion doesn't amount to anything except as man's opinion is directed by the will of God. And the wisdom is from above. But ye have set it naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh when your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Now that's wisdom talking. In other words, when you want help, I won't give it to you. It'll be too late then, see. Do you know there'll come a time when it's too late, see? That's in the Bible, yes. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall be suddenly destroyed and without remedy. That's the word of God. You know, if you sin against light and sin against light and sin against light, after a while the light means nothing to you. If you sin against truth, see, man turns the truth into a falsehood. That's the natural tendency of man. You know, we read in the first of Romans about how all men knew about God at one time. Whole race knew about God. But they decided they were wise, you know, and think themselves to be wise, they became fools, see. Always when a man thinks he's wise, he's a fool. You always put that down. That's a law of life. A fool is usually a man that thinks he's wise, but isn't wise. All right, I also will laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, and I will not answer. Now that's wisdom talking. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Now, the fear of the Lord is not exactly what knowledge is, see. Knowledge may make me stop and think and give me a sense of reverence for God. But, you know, anybody could look up at the stars at night or watch the sun come up in the morning or look at the exquisite tints of the sunset in the evening. Anybody would say there's a great God in the universe, see. A great God, it must be. It couldn't be other ways, but somebody made all these things. But a man might say that and just say it and think he is important because he found it out, see. But knowledge puffeth up, see. It inflates people. That's a clear statement of the Bible. It doesn't say it may do it, but it just says it does it. Knowledge puffeth up, see. And the troubles of many people, they think they know what they don't know. I heard over television recently, where two men were talking about evolution, and they were talking about creation, and they would stand there and say, this happened 480 million years ago, and this happened so many million years ago, and there they were. And they talked like they thought they knew what they were talking about. And I can show them in the Bible that there isn't a word of truth in what they say. Not a word of truth in what they say. So there they were, see. They professed themselves to be wise and became fools. All right. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Now here are two verses I want you to notice specially. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple, that is, the people that don't have much, they know, they humble and all that, but they turn away from knowledge, you see. Turning away is what slays them, see. They turn away from God, you know, from the source of all wisdom, and go out on their own. And what happens? Well, the prosperity of fools will destroy them. Some man in God's world where God gave resources, heat and light and water, forests, minerals and all that, God gave them, and some man comes along and he goes ahead and prospers, see. He makes money. But the very thing he does destroys him. Now, what's the matter with the world? There's poverty in the world. People are hungry. That's all true. And it's sad. We know that. The poor you have always with you. And there's sorrow and there's sickness and there's trouble. But that doesn't seem to destroy the world. Prosperity seems to destroy people. You know, a nation that's prosperous is always hated. An individual that's prosperous is usually hated by people who live near him and call him a crook and say he's up to something, you see. Now, the very prosperity of a man can hurt him, can destroy him. Haven't you known people in the world, that pretty good folks, when they didn't have anything? I'm talking to somebody maybe right now. Years ago, you started out, you didn't have anything. You maybe brought up poor. Good mother, good father. Maybe you went to church and read your Bible and had family prayer. I'm not sure. But one day you began to feel your oats a little and think you were somebody and going to make some money. And God think you were a big man, don't you know? Maybe then you married. Your wife thought, well, I married a big fella, see? But she married a fool, see? That's what it says here. The prosperity of fools destroys him, see? And then you said, well, I know what to do, and I'm a wise man. No, you're not. If money gets between you and God, you're not. If prosperity destroys you, you're a fool. That's what the Bible says. A wise man is not destroyed by prosperity. A wise man recognizes all the gifts that he has comes from God. Somewhere in the book of Proverbs, we read the statement, the plowing of the wicked sin. A man's out in the field plowing. He's plowing God's dirt and breathing God's air. He sweats while he works and earns his bread by the sweat of his brow. But he's a wicked man, and anything he does is wrong. Even his plowing becomes a sin because he plows without a God consciousness. He doesn't recognize God. He doesn't think about God. He just thinks about this nice soil I'm turning over here. I'm going to make a good crop and going to get along fine. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You remember the rich man that had the great crop, you know, gathering his harvest. His old barns weren't big enough, and he tore down new old and built new ones and gathered the crop in. Went home and sat down that night and maybe propped up his feet somewhere and said, I'm well to do myself. I've sure done a good job. You know, my neighbors know I made a great crop and I'm very prosperous. And here I am. I'm getting along fine, you know. And he sat down there and just kept talking about I, you know. Never thought of God. And God said, thou fool. You're just a fool, that's all. Your prosperity has destroyed you. You're a fool. This night shall thy soul be required of thee. Do you know, somebody was told me the other day about whether we'd have a depression in America. Well, all I've got to say is that I doubt if there's enough character in this country to stand another depression. We could stand them in the old days. I remember when I was a boy we had one of the worst depressions we've ever known. And it came on us. And you know it's a good thing for us? You know it's a good thing for us? Of course, it sounds pretty hard to say it. You know, we know how to take it when I was a boy. Where people went to church better in the midst of the depression. And they went back to church, but they got to attending. And they began to pray in God to take care of them and look it up to God for help. But that was back yonder a good many years ago. I was just a little boy. That's over 60 years ago when that happened. But, you know, now I doubt very seriously whether there's enough character in this country to take a depression, see. We haven't enough red blood in our Christianity. We haven't enough character. We've been coddled, you know. Every time you need a little help, the government would come to your rescue, see. We've also have an idea that if we just make folks comfortable, they'll be all right, you know. Why, they won't be all right. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says prosperity destroys them. Do you ever stop to think of the nations in the world that lived for centuries and have been poor, most of the people got along? Now, I'm not advocating poverty. I'm not advocating that people suffer. But I'm just calling attention to the idea that it's wrong that prosperity can save people. But prosperity doesn't save people because prosperity destroys fools, and most people are fools. Now, you come right down to it. Some of us won't admit it, but as a matter of fact, that's true. And there are not many men can have $1 million and God at the same time. They're not big enough. Saw a man some time ago, and I watched his strut. I used to know him. And here's a young fellow struggling along, you know. Humble, nice fellow, you know. wonderful. He got to making some money, and then he married a nice girl and started out in the world, and he put him on some committee in the Chamber of Commerce, and boy, he got so chesty. He was strutting their stuff, you know, and talking big about folks and complaining all the time. Well, then the reason he couldn't make good of it, try, and so forth and so on. He started out with nothing. Haven't you heard him talk like that, see? Well, the Bible says that prosperity of fools destroys them. Now, the simple people turn away from what they know they ought to do, see? Here's a man, simple people. Doesn't mean simple in the fact that you have any. It just means the plain, ordinary people. They turn away from what they ought to do, that says here. And says, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, see? They could have wisdom. They could have everything that's right. They could have the things that are valuable. They could have unseen things like friendship and love and kindness. These things will manifest themselves, but there's certain principles in life that you can have. You can have peace and poverty. Did you know that? You can have comfort, and you have to have sorrow to have comfort. You don't need comfort unless you have sorrow. But sorrow calls for comfort, see? You can have comfort. The Lord will comfort those. All right? But I hear plain, everyday people, they turn away from it, see? They turn away from what they could have. It'll make them all right. The simple, that is, the average person. And then yet another fellow comes along. God gave a little energy, an ability or something, maybe a little above the average mind. He made money. Now, what happened to him? Well, his prosperity ruined the fool, that's all. That's what God says. The prosperity ruins a fool. A man can't prosper if he's a fool without being destroyed. Now, it's different with a wise man. A wise man says, this came from God. My eyesight, my hearing, any ability I have, I don't deserve it. I could have been born an invalid. I could have been born blind. I could have been born deaf and dumb. Oh, what fools men are. What fools men are when they boast and strut and think they're big, you know. I met a fellow some time ago who told me what a big church he had. You ought to hear him talk. Well, that fellow, you hear him talk, he's the biggest preacher in the world. And I looked at him and wondered how many souls he'd led to Christ. And I knew something about his background, what he used to be, and where he came from, and all about it. Strange about people, isn't it? Isn't it a pity that folks are such big fools? Isn't it a pity we don't say thank you, God? Isn't it a pity we don't recognize God? Isn't it a pity we don't walk humbly before God? An humble and contrite heart I will not despise. An humble heart, a penitent heart. God never despises. Say, listen, what do you got to be stuck up about anyway? God gives you the air you breathe. He gives you everything you have. Every good and perfect gift comes from God, not from you. That's what the Bible says. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. Why don't you accept it from God? Why don't you walk humbly before God? Why don't you be what you ought to be? Quit all this strutting, high society, big boy stuff. And get out on your face in the dust before God and ask Him to forgive you. Say, Lord God, I'm ashamed of myself. I am. Now, some of you know, but you just wouldn't have these things. You, the simple people, just turn away from the truth. And you could go ahead and be somebody. You don't have to have much sense, you know. You don't have to be big people. God chooses the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. That's the way God can do. He's such a great God. So He comes along and chooses the weak things. He could take you. But you wouldn't let Him have you. And then here's somebody else that turns away. Sort of a big boy thinks he's somebody, you know. And he's just a fool. He couldn't have prosperity in God. He wasn't big enough to take both of them. He's just a fool, not a wise man. Our Heavenly Father, we know wisdom comes from God. And we know we are fools, all of us, down here in this world. We know so little. We wouldn't know anything if you didn't tell us. We couldn't see or hear if you didn't give us eyesight and the power of hearing. Everything comes from you. You loved us and gave Jesus to die for us when we were poor lost sinners. Help us to be faithful to Thee and true to Thee, and keep us near Thyself this day, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have heard the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., who, during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Tune in tomorrow for another message sponsored by Bob Jones University.